Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need people to call with their impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the better, the worse the better, the less useful the better is when you're just... And I thought I'd tackled it, because I think I've said before that if you come to my house and you go, we can be in any room. I'm talking laundry room, living room, kitchen, like any room in my house. And you go, hey, want to play Uno? I have a deck in that room. I have a deck of Uno cards in that room because it's always on the impulse buy shelves at Target. And I'm standing there like, do I have, were we missing it? And I just buy another. Yeah, I just buy it.
Really?
Yes.
Do you ever play Uno? I didn't.
All my family used to love Uno. We had to stop because Mia just slaughters us.
Really?
She's so good at Uno. It's maddening. And she saves her like wild draw four for the last card. So you're like, I think she has a yellow. And like nobody play yellow. Nobody play. And then she's like, boom. She's out no matter what. It's awful. Wow. She's
a good
worst.
Strategy.
Yeah, I like impulse buys because you are susceptible to them. And then I usually reap the benefits because I get the old thing.
Yes.
It's passed down true. To me.
I literally walked into Costco. I walk into Costco when they had the grand opening in my hood.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in and I'm like, I love my Blackstone.
Yep.
My Blackstone is one of my favorite appliances. And they're like, here's a newer, bigger Blackstone with air fryers and like a massager and like, and I'm like, what? And they're like, it was like $400. And then I looked it up on Blackstone. It's $1,200.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But it's at Costco for $400.
Okay.
That day.
You had to.
So I text Tiag. I'm like, want a Blackstone? So I just gave him my old one. Yeah. I didn't need, there was no reason for me to get a Blackstone.
No, not at all. The one you gave me is in
it's a guy. I barely use it a year.
No, great. I even thought, so this whole time I thought I had the smaller one because you upgraded to the bigger one. You gave me a big one. It's still bigger than most.
They're the same size. I just have crap underneath mine.
But I mean, there's still four burners. Yes. They make some that have two burners. Like,
you didn't get a slouch one. You got a $300 and some Blackstone out of me.
Yeah.
And I let you have my truck to take it.
I know.
I'm waiting to reap the benefits of that. I feel very left out.
Well, hit Costco again. What are you waiting for?
Okay, yeah, so let me just say why I'm thinking about impulse buys today. And eventually you guys can tell how big a losers you are as well. I went to our little computer store over here, Micro Center, Nerdville.
Oh, yes.
Like, I just went over there for some like a Apple cord, a USB thing. Two little things. It's going to cost me $20-$40. The line is hellacious at Micro Center, especially during the holidays. It's just like, it's awful. So I'm standing there chatting with a dude. We're talking about it's like we're going to be here forever. There's end caps of things. And it's like,
oh, no.
And then we're just chatting about, hey, have you seen this new thing? Have you seen these headphones? The noise cancel. And this guy points to this and he's like, have you seen this? It has a Spider-Man game on it. And it's got like Batman Arkham.
I'm sorry, what?
And I'm like, what? Because my daughter loves Spider-Man. And it says on the front of it, comes with Batman Arkham.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So I left there with my $40 purchase, $600 later.
Oh, man. That's an impulse.
Now, this is where the story gets real bad. And no, you can't have the other. I bought the brand new Meta Quest Oculus.
Oh my God.
3.
Okay, now, that's fine. I'm going to come over. I don't need to keep it, but I'm coming over and I'm playing it.
What makes this story important is I've also impulse bought the Meta Quest 1 and, stop me if you know what the next one's going to be, the Meta Quest 2. I now have 3 VR helmets at my house.
Wow. And I can't have one? Come on.
No, he needs them in every room.
I'm tight. You can play Uno or Batman. Dude, what?
Wow.
I want to hate you for it, but I would probably do the same thing.
Can you at least link them together? Or are they...
There are games apparently now where you can do multiplayer. So like Noah could be...
Yeah, we played the squirrel one
together.
Well,
that's multiplayer. Like you're in the goggles and other people are on their phones.
Oh,
but this is like multiplayer. Actual. We're all in the goggles.
Wow. I like just watching people do the VR. There's great videos on the internet I would highly recommend of people just running into walls.
Well, we need to go to the sandbox. Because that's the VR room thing.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that. But then I'll probably just buy the franchise. I don't know if it's tonight. Oh, my God. If you want someday very soon, like the other thing that comes with the VR, I swear to God, we're going to get to your impulse buys. Sometimes, like Post Malone did a concert, and they just set one of the VR cameras there. Mm. Cardi B is doing a concert on the VR in the next couple days.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to watch Cardi B from the front row, she like stands right in front of the thing. You're like looking up at her, like right there. Like you're in where the security guards are.
That's cool.
So.
All right.
Anyway, I just dropped $600 on something I don't even need. I didn't even plug it in when I got home.
Oh, no. You played Uno again? Some of those decks have to be missing guards.
All right. If you've done something stupid on an impulse, we want to hear about your impulse buys. 303-222-5423. That's where you text. That's where you call. That's where you win the tickets.
For me, it's always shoes. And I've run into this weird phenomenon. This just happened recently where I'm out and I'm at the store and I see shoes and I buy them because they look awesome. And then when I get home and I'm showing them to my wife, suddenly they don't look awesome anymore. And I
They're
don't
They're not know. As cool.
Yeah, like, yeah. What is that? What? And then I'm explaining like,
because you're in the moment. It's the impulse.
Yeah, like, don't you see the cream the laces? And it's, she's like, yeah.
It's a dopamine.
Yeah.
Your dopamines are like, look at that. That's a color of yellow or cream that I don't have.
Right. It's just all there. And then you're like, I have like six pairs of these shoes. Why did I buy these?
Like, has she ever threatened the D word or no?
No.
Donate?
Divorce.
But, oh.
Okay. Oh, donate. Which is worse?
For Diak, I'm pretty sure he'd sign one set of paperwork before the other.
Shoes in every room.
Oh my God. That's so weird. Does she doesn't get mad?
She gets concerned, which is kind of worse. She gets a little like, I don't get. And she's just honest. She's like, I like those. And some, she's just like, I don't get those. And then it makes me feel weird. I'm like, I don't want to wear them now if I know you don't like them.
So then it's an impulse buy that does nobody any good.
I know. And it's just, I need to learn my lesson sometime. One of these times, I'll learn it.
Aaron?
One of these impulse buys.
Are you going to be a loser? Like us? Like me?
I mean, yeah.
What have you bought?
Well, it's being delivered, I think, tomorrow.
What did you do?
Well, do you guys know what the Dyson Airwrap is?
Is that the hair dryer?
The hair, yeah.
And it's like $500.
It's so much money they have it at Costco.
Okay, so they do. And like I've refused to spend that amount of money on it.
Yeah, but it's a great hair dryer, I'm talking.
But also another like
Does
vacuum.
It come with the, like,
another vacuum company, which is very odd that they're making hair dryers.
Shark?
Shark has one.
Yeah.
And so I bought that.
Oh, it's not going to be as good as a Dyson.
I think it's...
It's not.
I think it's the same.
Look, do I have any hair?
No.
I've looked at that hair dryer.
I know.
Because I just want, I'm like, hey,
want
Mia,
it.
Will you come
I
in here and just dry
so
your
bad.
Hair in front of me? Like, it's such a stupid amount of money, but it looks so dope.
I know, and I still want it, so we'll see
what
how
about
this
the
show...
fan with the, like, oh,
those
the big,
cool.
like, ah.
The open fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, well, how's it doing that?
Impulse buy. Dyson is impulse buy, because they just set them
Everything.
In Costco when you're already, like, ah, dopamine
Even
hit.
The vacuums, like,
Yeah, I've whatever. Almost bought the little Dyson Slim.
They're like, so not, do it. They're
I've already
so
had
they
one.
They all suck.
Somebody on the online said they got...
Do they not?
They got hammered. I'm ignoring it. And they ordered bagpipes. That's what we're looking for. So we're looking for, we're looking for two tracks on Impulse Buy. Stupid, like bagpipes, and you don't even play bagpipes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
learn.
Like big. Like I've heard of guys, they were like, this has happened to somebody I know. They took their car in for service. And while their car is being serviced at the dealer, they're like, what's that? And they're like, that's the new BMW 7 whatever. And they're like, they come home and the wife's like, oh, a loaner? It's like,
No, I just bought it.
That's my father-in-law has shown up with motorcycles, with cars. Oh, yeah.
Impulse buying a car.
Exactly. Yes.
On the side of the road. You see a sign for sale.
I gotta have it.
Gotta talk to the guy at least. See what
that
kind of deal.
Is donation.
Car
right
in
there.
Every room.
Yeah.
Divorce.
Oh.
One of them. All right. If you've done a crazy impulse buy, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So the texts are coming in, and apparently I have a problem. I impulse buy, like, If you want me to buy something, just be in the parking lot at 7 o'clock when I walk out of here, and I'll buy it.
Have you ever bought anything from the back of a car?
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I am impulse buy king. I bought an Oculus last night, and I already have two. Yeah. What is wrong?
What do you need out of someone's car? I don't know.
Shoes.
Okay. Done it. Connor.
Yay!
Impulse buy. What'd you do? Make me feel better about my life.
Let me tell you. I'm gonna go on the stupid category here. I was at a charity event, you know, acting like a big dog. I was with my girlfriend, company event, and we're bidding. You know, the rules are at the beginning, if you bid and you lose, you don't win the prize.
Correct.
Right.
Then about at the end, they had two items, and I was, you know, a little blitzed, had a couple beverages.
Yep.
And they changed the rules for the last two items, but I missed it. And apparently, when you raised your paddle, whether or not you won the item or not, you were making a donation. So we're bidding on an Avalanche jersey.
Oh no!
And
wait, so
I'm raising my paddle because I'm at the table with my girlfriend's company, and I'm big dog. You know, I've got the money.
Oh my God, Connor!
You want that jersey?
I work the paddle in this relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's kind of hot. Say that again.
Raising it. I did not win the signed Avalanche jersey. And then come the day after, not only are we hungover, but we get an email for an $800 bill.
For raising your paddle.
For raising my paddle.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for your donation.
Was a donation.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's... I got the jersey, but I didn't want it. I was at a charity auction thing, and Carlos Gonzalez from the Rockies was there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He had a signed cargo, and he was auctioning it. And it was like, let's start the bidding at like $500, and nobody. And they're like, $400, and nobody. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, I jumped in, I'm like, four. And I'm like, because then it's like you just get the room going.
Get
like,
going, yeah.
400
yeah,
once.
Exactly.
And I was like, So I have a, Travis, I'll get you my signed cargo jersey. That feels weird. Travis?
Yo.
Impulse buys, what'd you do?
Oh my gosh, I buy New Balance shoes, like they're going out of style, and they had a collaboration with Roland, the drum machine maker, the 808s.
Roland, yeah. It's not Roland.
Yeah, they just came out again.
Yeah.
And I bought like eight pairs, so I couldn't help myself. And now I can't even put anything
you
in
have
my closet,
eight pair of Roland New Balance shoes?
Yes, and then I have like 100 other New Balance and New Balance skate shoes. I just can't like.
Hold on, I gotta defer to my sneaker
expert. Wait, I like these shoes
because they look like an 808 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like the 808 drum machine. They're so
no, I know
cool.
The 808, man. That's hip hop is like built on the 808.
Yeah,
but
yes, exactly.
I gotta ask Tiak. I believe in Nike people. I believe in Jordan people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a New Balance.
There are New Balance people.
Uh-huh. There are.
Yeah. And New Balance
is like nurse shoes, isn't it?
They used to be. They've had a lot of collaboration. They've been up in their game a lot.
Hold on. So it's not just for
they're
people
cool now.
Who are on their feet. It's like for.
It all started with like a Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson interview. So Snoop Dogg is interviewing Mike Tyson, and he's like, "What are the best shoes on the planet?" And Mike Tyson says, "New Balance." And from that day on, I don't know
think that's the way you said it.
I have a pair.
You don't.
I have one pair.
I'm going to check out the 808 shoes, though.
They're not those. I just boring pair.
Thank you, Travis. Dude, I didn't think people impulse bought anything but Nikes. Uh-huh.
And they all have a number. All the New Balance shoes are like the 975, and they all know the numbers. I don't know them as well.
Okay.
I'm not into that side of the sneaker world.
Angie?
Yeah,
what's your impulse buy?
So I've been eyeballing the Ms. Pac-Man at Costco for weeks, and then I get in my car one day. Yeah, I get in my car, and Slacker's like, "I gotta buy it! I gotta buy it!"
No, you didn't. Do not blame me. That's not my fault.
It's your fault.
It's totally your fault.
How's that my fault?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the operator of record at this station.
No, you bought it.
You made the right argument. You were like, I don't even remember what the argument was, but I was like, all right, I gotta just buy it. I think I've played it twice.
No!
We'll come over.
Because it has other games on it, right? It's got like Galaga and other crap on it, I think.
Yeah. And I built it on like my one level on my house, and it's too heavy to move upstairs.
Oh, no.
So you can't take it apart.
Me and Tiak
will come, and Aaron will play it.
Oh, okay.
While we're carrying it down the stairs. We'll have an extension
perfect.
Into it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And we're going to,
Yeah, we'll help you out. Yeah. We are, you're responsible.
No, I need somebody who's actually strong to come and help. Thank you, Angie. That cannot be my fault. How's that my fault?
You were like the final.
You made it sound so appealing. Yeah.
And I just said.
But it saved you from buying it here.
No, because now that she said it, I'm probably going to buy it on my way home. Because I got my check from Costco. Because you get your year-end check.
What?
Like if you're an executive member, if they give you 10% back.
Oh.
So I have like this pretty hefty check that you have to spend at Costco again. And they know that you're going to go in and spend more than that check.
I see. Interesting.
And I think the Pac-Man game's more than my check.
Price just went up.
Yeah. Megan?
Yay.
Impulse buys. What'd you do?
Went into my mom's room with my laptop and 5 minutes later convinced her to impulsively buy an entire Disneyland vacation.
Why?
I love that.
What's in your mom's room to make
Yeah,
you?
What the heck? Wait, why there?
It's a weird spot.
Well, that's where she was.
Oh, and she was just like, we shall all go to Disney.
Her convincing.
And you just did it. How much was that?
Oh, God, with flights, maybe like $2,000?
Jesus.
Maybe a little more? Oh my God. Yeah.
And then you're not off the hook because every ride ends in a gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just buy.
Yeah.
None of that stuff counts when you're on vacation.
Exactly.
Still counts.
No, it doesn't.
Amex
it's
still
like,
goes.
It's like the Costco check.
No.
Exactly.
No. Oh, my God, Megan. Justin?
Yay.
Impulse buy. What'd you do?
Impulse bought four dogs.
Four?
What kind? Like puppy dog? Like expensive dogs?
Miniature Aussie was $1,600. Miniature Dachshund was like $800.
Worth $2,400.
A Habichon. I don't know if you know what that is. That's a mop dog.
How much was that?
That was probably $1,200.
Okay, so we're...
Okay. All those miniatures, it's a better deal to buy in bulk, actually.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.